My future speaks for me when my past tries to disqualify me. So a few days ago, I was talking to someone who is very much important to me. I was explaining to her how for a very long time, I've really very much so hated who I once was, especially growing up. And I remember she said something that really hit me. I need to stop hating on the mistakes that I used to make. And the reason why that really hit me was because in the pursuit of transformation or in the pursuit of trying to become a different person, along the way, I feel like there was an element of transformation, not because of desiring transformation, but because of the fact that I hated who I was. That's not to say that it takes away from the authenticity of that transformation. It basically just highlights the negativity of the mindset as opposed to the positivity that you think that you're operating on. And I do think that a lot of mistakes that I did make did result to many of the positive achievements and choices that I do make now. This is how I know God works. I watched the live stream, right? A lead pastor, Reverend Nee, major point which he highlighted, which was that my future speaks for me when my past tries to disqualify me. But we see that through scripture that many people such as, you know, Paul, Moses, were examples of people who made mistakes in their past, but God didn't disqualify them on account of their mistakes or who they used to be. I've grown to understand that being an entrepreneur requires you to be okay with making mistakes or being accepting to the fact that you will make mistakes, but understanding that those mistakes do not define who you are, nor will it define who you will be.